affect God in that way. Maybe Thanksgiving, okay, but outside of that, I think God's gonna got it all worked out anyway. People, let me just explain to you about all of your understanding of God. Any attempt that you have of defining God confines God. If you want to define Him, you confine Him. You confine Him to your definition. Put God in this definition box. Put God in this structure. And you've got God where you can control Him now. You've got God where you can manipulate Him now. You've got God. Okay, I got it all figured out. This is one of the main problems with Job. Got God all figured out. People, you don't have God figured out. God help the man who's so stupid to tell a woman he got it all figured out. You're headed for trouble. She's going to do everything to let you know you don't have her figured out. How much more God? God, I've got you all figured out. I understand all of this. No, you don't. His love, God is love, and love is beyond our understanding. People, we can grasp a great richness by learning about God, but it's just a glimpse. It's a glimpse of the totality that God is. Don't let it be something that intrudes on your faith, intrudes on your prayer, but let it be that which expands it. This is what kind of God you are. And that's what we're looking at here. Can my prayers have any influence on God? Can they influence God? All right, just to get us going, look at Job 2 with me again. Job chapter 2. Job chapter 2. Job chapter 2, which we studied, I just want to read over it now to kind of bring us into where we are, to get the principle of the effect of our prayers. The effect of our prayers. Job 2, verse 3. And the Lord said to Satan, have you considered my servant Job, for there is no one like him on earth, blameless and upright man, fearing God, turning away from evil, and he still holds fast his integrity. And we're going to have to work on all of that in our study of Job. Now, their last phrase, although you, Satan, incited me, God, against him, Job, so as to ruin him without cause. Now, we looked at the principle of how our prayer incited God to act in a manner he would not have acted had we not prayed. Now, here is Satan, the enemy of God. And just to kind of get it going again, here's Satan, who is the enemy of God. And being the enemy of God, here we are, Satan asks God for the ruin of a believer. People, what you and I can do off the same principle is you and I can go to God and incite God in regard to the help, restoration, blessing of another believer. This is what you and I can do. This is the power and the effect that prayer have. You can actually incite God to act in a believer's spiritual journey in a way that he may not have. Then we saw last week how Job is receiving grace. Remember that call, the word, the phrase without cause? What was the Hebrew and Greek word? Without cause is the word grace. It's the root for grace. What is grace? Without merit. You don't earn or deserve grace. That's the ideal that's going on here. Now, this is going to put it all together of why God allowed Satan to do all of this. But Job is receiving grace, that's the without cause, in the form of severe suffering to bring him to a life of faith. Now, Satan doesn't mean it for that. Satan means it for harm. Satan means it for bad. But God is going